from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. All 71 people aboard a Russian passenger plane were killed when it crashed near Moscow on Sunday. 65 passengers and 6 crew members were on board. Russia's Office of Transport Investigations, in a statement, said all of them died. The 7-year-old plane disappeared from the radar just minutes after departing from the capital city's second-largest airport, Domodedovo. The Russian Minister for Transport, Maxim Sokolov, told reporters on Sunday it was too early to draw conclusions about the cause of the crash. Officials in Afghanistan say 4 operatives of the National Intelligence Agency have gunned down their 16 colleagues before fleeing to join the Taliban insurgency in southern Helmand province. The overnight insider attack took place in the Girishk district. The provincial government spokesman confirmed the incident, saying the Taliban also assaulted the facility while the insider attack was underway, causing fierce clashes with Afghan security guards. Egypt's military said Sunday it has killed 16 militants and arrested more than 30 suspects in a major counter-terrorism operation focused on the restive Sinai region, where last year militants attacked a Sufi mosque, killing more than 300 worshippers. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday that his country had dealt severe blows to Iranian and Syrian forces inside Syria and would continue to combat any further aggression. Raids on Saturday came after Syrian air defenses shot down an Israeli F-16 fighter with anti-aircraft fire. This is VOA News.